Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Still within the second hour of the show this afternoon, a very good afternoon if you've just tuned in. It is, of course, a happy Tuesday. My name is Luke Mkwedi Phuthi, and I'm pretty much standing in for Sibongile. But I was just laughing earlier on saying to somebody, I think it was Dr. J, I'm standing in, but I've migrated the whole of Thursday into today. And that's quite interesting. Absolutely love my time with you. Now, just want to remind you once again that we are, of course, within our birthday celebrations. And because of that, I have a special lady who always comes in for these special moments, and I get to have a chat with her. And with me in studio this afternoon, I've got Jean Harum, sir. Jean Lang Haramsa, right?
Yes, that's it.
That's the order. How are you doing, Jean?
I'm well, and you, Luko?
I'm good, thank you. Don't know if I've ever said this to you, but I'll say it if I've never said it. You have a very beautiful sense of style. I've been staring at your top the whole time. Like, Jean always just manages to look absolutely amazing. Now, this month, like I said, is Radio Pulpit celebrates 44 incredible years of broadcast faith, hope, and love across South Africa. Now, from humble beginnings to multi-platform voice of inspiration, the journey has been one of deep purpose and growth impact. Joining us today, like I said, is Jean Lang Haramsa, who's the communications manager at Radio Pulpit, to reflect on this special milestone and share more about birthday wish bringing joy to vulnerable children in need. Jean, welcome, and congratulations to you and the team on this 44 years. Congratulations to us, actually.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, it's such a beautiful moment, I must say. Even more beautiful for me because it's not even a moment for us, but it's a moment for our community as well.
Yes, and if you think 44 years, the community is so big. It's huge.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been speaking about people who worked here before and people remembering people and laughing. And it is just so many people who just came through Radio Pulpit and just left such a, you know, left their mark at Radio Pulpit in a very good sense.
Love to hear that. Now, Jean, Radio Pulpit is celebrating 44 years of ministry this month, like I said, which is an amazing milestone. So what do you think has been the key to staying such a trusted voice of hope in South Africa for so many years? 44 years.
It is. It is a long time. And it is wonderful if you think how technology changed, that we are still a voice of hope and we are still on air. And I think credibility is one of the most important things. We are credible because we do spread the word. We teach the word. Mm. It's all about God.
Yeah.
So we haven't changed in that sense. We've changed our platforms and we are seen. We are not only heard anymore. We're on all the social media platforms and on YouTube. And so all of that changed. And the way maybe people present changed. But the credibility about the word, that will always be the same.
That sense of consistency, and not just consistency, but the pure gospel that we get to share.
Yes.
Now, this year's birthday celebration is unique. Instead of just celebrating, we're inviting the public to actually celebrate with us. We're inviting them to actually get involved. Can you tell us more about what will be happening at Queen's Corner on the 30th of August, and perhaps also what's happening throughout this month for us?
Yes, our birthday wish is for our listeners to get involved and to give something to children who are in children's homes. It's not always easy to get to a place. So you might think, I want to give something to children, but, you know, how do you do it? Who do you see? You know, is it going to be safe? I mean, whatever you give. So we made sure that everything's in order for us to be able to give. And we are kind of the hands and feet of our listeners to just go and bless the kids in the children's homes.
And here's the thing, as you were just saying, Jean, sometimes I'm able to reach out, let's say, to Jacaranda, but I'm not able to fulfill the need of all the children in that place. So if we all can literally come together, all of that can actually be split fairly, and we make sure that all these three children's homes that we're catering for are actually covered. Now, you know, our birthday wish this year is very special. It's to bring joy to children in need by collecting non-perishable food, toiletry items, and school stationery. What inspired this initiative, and why is it important for Radio Pulpit to mark the birthday in this way?
It was inspired by Ankia du Plessis. She's our HR manager. Yes. And there were quite a lot of articles in the media about the children's homes and them going through difficult times. So we thought, you know what? Let's help.
Yeah.
We are part of the media. We can report on it. But we are more than only media. We don't only report. We give hope. So
yep.
Radio Pulpit is really a medium of hope. So that is what we do, and that is why we want to reach out to the children's homes.
I love to hear it. Finally, Jean, as we celebrate this milestone and look to the future, what message of hope would you like to leave with our listeners today?
A message of hope.
Mm.
I would like to say that, you know what, you are never alone.
Yeah.
You may feel alone, but as Daily Companion, you are never alone.
Mm.
But I also want to ask you, if you feel maybe alone, some people can't get out of their homes because of circumstances, they might not be able to walk, but those who can, we are at Queen's Corner on Saturday, and we are going to just have a ball there. We are going to be there from 11 in the morning up to 1 o'clock, and you will be able to meet Janine, and you'll be able to meet Dwayne and Bartley and Cheryl. They're all going to be there.
Yeah.
And we are going to make a big noise, and we are going to ask people to come and bring things.
Yeah.
Whatever they can, the non-perishables and stationery and toiletries, very important.
Yep.
So we are there, so you can come and meet us. But to get back to the message of hope, it is really you are not alone.
Yeah.
I think many people might feel alone these days, especially because of the type of media we have these days, social media, and people don't always get out and even talk to each other.
That's true. Now, excuse me for this, Jean. You know, oftentimes pastors will say, as I close, then they say, in conclusion, lastly. So that last question was not my last question. Because
okay.
I'm basically trying to pave the way for myself. In case one is not even able to, let's say, be there on Saturday, or they will, but they just want to still give, do it earlier because for whatever reason, are we still open to have people actually deliver their gifts? And where exactly can they do that?
Yes, we are, and they can deliver at our offices here in Pretoria, but also they can also deliver at the church.
Yes, for fiscal Caladio, right?
Yes, Caladio, that's
okay.
Correct. So they can also deliver there, but you can also send your gifts via 6060 or whichever delivery method you use. You can also use that. And I know some of the listeners contacted us and said that they can't come in and give something, but they want to give money towards the project.
You beat me to it because that's what Blanche Van Royen just said.
Okay.
He said, please let me have bank details.
Yes.
Because some people don't like shopping. Let's start there.
And I know it's far. For some people, it's far. Somebody from the Free State told us she wants to give, but she can't, you know, due to that reason. So you can pay into an account, but you can send an SMS to 37871.
Okay.
Or you can use our WhatsApp number at 082-657-2729. And then you just send the word kids. And we will send the banking details to you.
I love that. I love just how direct that is. So Blanche, as you can hear, send the word kids, to 37871 or 082-657-2729. But also, I will make sure that Jean notes your WhatsApp and that you attended too. I really like that. Until when are we doing this exactly?
It is up to Saturday.
Okay.
But listeners are most welcome to continue. It is a specific bank account that we have, and if you just mark it with kids, then also we will know it's for that purpose.
Wow. I always say, Jean, especially when I speak of our birthday, I have kids, and I had the privilege of growing up next door to two children's homes.
Oh, wow.
Yep. It was literally our house. Next to it was Sunshine Children's Home. And next to Sunshine Children's Home was Sakingomsa Children's Home. Two children. These were literally the homes we grew up in because our parents lived far from town. We were literally alone. So most of our time and days we spent at these children's homes. And I know how much of a joy it is when that child gets a new toothbrush.
Yes.
Because they couldn't say to the house mom, my toothbrush is not in the greatest condition right now. And also that taught me, Jean, early in my life to say, if I could not take care of my children and they landed in somebody else's hands, what good would I love for somebody else to do for them? Exactly what my mom and dad did for me. I saw the value of what it means for people from outside to walk into the doors of Sunshine of Sakingomso and give to those children. And I must say, if I wasn't here, I would wish the same for my children.
Absolutely. And, you know, who else are they going to ask?
Exactly. If not us.
Yeah. So, yes. So you can ask, I guess they can ask a school to help. But, yeah, you know, we know how it goes at schools as well. It's not always easy.
Yeah.
So, yes, who else are they going to ask? Who else is going to do this?
Are we not to have an impact in our communities, actually?
Absolutely.
As the body of Christ?
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Love to hear it. And lastly, once again, mm-hmm. how do we give? And I say goodbye to you.
Okay, so you can contact client services. Mm-hmm. But if you want to give and you just want to pay in money, mm-hmm. you can SMS 37871.
Yep.
Or you can send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729.
Yep.
Then you can donate if you wish to donate. If you wish to deliver it, you can deliver it here at Radio Pulpit, and you can deliver it at the church at Caladio as well.
And Saturday, right? You can also deliver.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's fine. And yes, at Queen's Corner. You can come to Queen's Corner and you can bring whatever you want to gift, and you can come and meet the presenters and just have a ball with us.
It's going to be fun.
Yes. And you can deliver. Have a delivery company, you know, like 6060 or whoever. Just send the whatever you want to send to us.
Mm-hmm. Is that why I've been seeing some delivery bags?
Yes.
Now that makes sense. I was wondering the other day, I still said to my Millie, it looks like people don't want to go shopping here. What's happening?
Yes, we get very happy and excited when we see these bags coming
in. So let them come in. Let them come in. Thank you so much, Jean, and have a lovely afternoon.
Thank you. You too, Luko.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.